It is 12 o'clock. It is KZSU, and it's Monday, so that means it's time for another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. And we want to present some music right now with our special guest. We'll introduce you to him in just a minute. And let's go ahead and hit you with a piece.
And under the boughs unbound, all clothed in a snowy shroud, she had no heart so hardened, all under the boughs unbound.
Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special. And today, returning actually, one of the students on the executive committee for the ASSU here at Stanford, Vineet Sengal. Vineet, welcome back to KZSU.
Thank you, Bert.
And today, you've come to talk about a project you're working on, but let's talk about that music first. Who was that?
Bert, that was the Decemberists, and the song was called The Crane Wife 3.
And as far as your relationship to music, is it a big part in your life?
Absolutely. I mean, this is like the music that I grew up on, and this is one of my favorite songs in high school and everything, and it was just an incredible song to listen to. It's sort of like easy listening when you're driving or you're on the road and things like that.
Where'd you grow up?
It's interesting. I've actually grown up in 4 countries. So when people ask me where I'm from, like I can't give a straight answer. I was born and raised in New Delhi, India. And then when I was 10 years old, my parents moved to Saudi Arabia for 3 years.
Hmm.
And then a year in New Zealand, 3 years in New York City in the Bronx. And then they moved to Houston, Texas. So parents move around a lot, and I moved with them.
And how do you think that affected your life?
I mean, that completely defined my life. It defined my experiences growing up. I mean, I remember all these different things, growing up in different countries, living with different people, meeting different people from different countries and things like that. And it defined, you know, my experience being sort of a quote-unquote citizen of the world. I mean, I've just been an international person growing up, and I don't consider myself from any particular place, and that sort of like defined who I am.
And the world's become a lot like that in the past 20 years, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that I was only able to realize how international a lot of the people are at Stanford. I mean, there's just so many people who have backgrounds from so many different places. You know, a friend of mine, she is of Armenian descent, but her parents were born in Kenya, and then they moved to Japan, and that's where she's from. She's Japanese, and then they came to the U.S. So there's just like so many different places where people come from, and that's sort of a result of that globalization effect that's taking over the world.
And one more short one too, while we're on it, how did you make it to Stanford?
So I was in New York City when I was in high school, and Stanford was the only West Coast school I applied to. And I was mostly in the East Coast, kind of looking into East Coast schools for college. But what happened was that when I came to Stanford for admit weekend, I almost like instantly fell in love with the place, with the people, with the environment, with the atmosphere. I mean, it was just truly, truly a transformative experience to be here. And immediately, like the moment that I got back, I, you know, went online and just signed my, you know, agreement and sent in my deposit. It was just like, this is where I want to be.
Hmm. And what year are you a grad student now?
No, I'm actually a senior. So I'm a undergraduate. It's my last year.
And you plan to go to grad school after that?
We'll see. I'm still considering, grad school versus, you know, taking a year off and doing something else. It's sort of the mindset that a lot of my classmates are in right now, you know, what to do after graduation.
Well, yeah, and you're being dumped into a world that is ever-changing and problematic, to say the least. What is your major? What have you been studying?
So I actually went through, you know, a lot of different majors before settling on one. I started out being chemical engineering, then I sort of moved away from the engineering route to philosophy, something completely different.
Wow.
And then eventually settled on something that I found to be both intellectually stimulating, but also practical and, you know, very interesting in the real world, which was biology. Hmm. And that's what I'm majoring in right now.
Very good. Vineet Sengal is our guest today, and you've come on to also let folks know about a project you're working on. You're the leader of the 100,000 Cheeks campaign being run out of the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Speak about that.
So, Bert, this is, in my very, very biased opinion, this is the most exciting thing happening at Stanford. So this is the 100,000 Cheeks campaign is a campaign born out of the Stanford Graduate School of Business. And essentially, you know, the campaign focuses on registering more donors on the National Bone Marrow Registry, more donors from underrepresented populations like South Asian, East Asian, Southeast Asian, African American populations that are very underrepresented on the Bone Marrow Registry. and registering 100,000 of these underrepresented populations, 100,000 people from these populations in 1 year.
How far along are you guys?
We're about 75,000. We've registered 75,000 people. We have found life-saving matches for several patients. We're almost at our goal, and we have till about November to complete the 100,000 goal.
So you need about 25,000 in 30 days.
We need about 25,000 in, less than 2 months, actually. It's very, it's cutting it close, but we're excited about some of the things that we have got going on and hopeful.
How do people sign up for this if they're interested?
They can go on our website. The website is 100kcheeks.org. It's 100kcheeks, as in, you know, the cheeks on your face, .org. And it leads them to a Facebook page where they can join, they can register, they can do a lot of different things.
That must make you feel really good, huh? That you were able to take your college education and actually do something that will possibly help not only save lives, but help the world move along to a place where it's a little more equal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the reason why I think this is such a powerful project and so it's so exciting is because the potential for direct impact is extremely high, and the fact is that because it's such a numbers game in terms of bone marrow matching, the more people you have on the bone marrow registry, the higher the chance that someone who needs a life-saving match, someone who has cancer, can find it. And that's really the cool and exciting thing about this, is that the more people you register every single day, the more people every single day who are looking for a match are able to find one.
100kcheeks.org is the website. If you're a prospective donor, go on that website. And if you're needing a bone marrow transplant, where would they go to look?
If the patient is looking for a bone marrow transplant, what usually happens is that they work with their physician, they work to figure out if there's a match within the immediate family. And that's usually something that happens 30% of the time. 30% of the time, you find a match with your parents or your children or, you know, siblings and things like that. But what happens 70% of the time is that none of those people are a match for you. And by a match, I mean a tissue typing match. And when you need a bone marrow transplant for when you have cancer, none of those people are a match for you 70% of the time. So what you do is you refer, or the physician refers you to this registry called the National Marrow Donor Program. And for a lot of people, especially Caucasians, the chances of finding a positive match are pretty good. They're pretty high, about 80%. But for someone like me, who's South Asian, the chances are, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of 1 in 20,000.
Now, so why is that? Just because not enough of those South Asians have registered?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the fact that South Asians are vastly underrepresented on the on the bone marrow registry, and given the fact that there's another issue in terms of the fact that, you know, if you think that there would be matches in, for example, India. The problem, though, is that there is no national bone marrow registry in India, a country of 1.2 billion people, and that makes things even more problematic. So if you're Caucasian, you could not only could you find matches in America, you could also find a match in Europe. You know, Germany has an outstanding bone marrow registry. But if you're South Asian, not only is the representation low in the U.S., there is no representation, or almost no representation, in India, because there's no national registry, and that's a huge problem.
And does bone marrow match cross ethnic lines?
Yeah. So,
can a person of color get a match from a Caucasian, and vice versa?
It's possible. It's possible. It's not very likely. And it has to do with, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, genetic factors and things like that. You're genetically more identical to someone from the same ethnicity, especially in terms of tissue markers called HLA markers, which, you know, are basically markers on the cells that you have that basically tell other cells, especially immune cells in your body, what is self, what versus what is foreign. That's how our body recognizes, you know, bacteria, for example. That's the basic mechanism that allows us, our body, to distinguish between self and foreign. So if you get a match from someone who has very different HLA markers than you, then you are you know, and you need a match because, or you need a transplant because you have cancer, then you are at much higher risk for what is known as graft versus host disease. And graft versus host disease is what usually happens when people have, you know, there's 10 markers. If they have 7 markers matching or fewer, graft versus host disease is very possible. But if there are 9 or 10 markers out of 10 matching, then a successful transplant is pretty likely.
You're getting a real schooling today, folks, by Vineet Sengal, part of the ASSU executive team, but also here today to promote the 100,000 Cheeks campaign to sign up 100,000 bone marrow donors in the next by the next 60 days, by the end of November, and he's 75,000 into it. Is there a lot of kids working on this?
There's a whole bunch of Stanford students that have been working on this in the past few months, and you know, very, very dedicated, motivated, smart, just fantastic, breathtaking Stanford students who have been devoting hours and hours and hours to this campaign. And just a lot of volunteers around the world who we have been able to have the privilege to work with. People in India, people in Indonesia, people in Australia, people all over the U.S., who have devoted their time to helping make this a possibility. Because we couldn't have done this on our own, and we certainly didn't do this on our own. This was a collective effort of, you know, hundreds of people around the world.
This is a wonderful thing, and it's great that it could happen at a university like this. Why don't we play some more music? What do you got up for the folks?
I have one of my favorite all-time favorite songs. It's called This Love by Maroon 5.
All right. back with Vineet Sengal, part of the executive team of the ASSU. That's the Associated Students of Stanford University. Who was that, Vineet?
So that was Maroon 5, and the song was called This Love.
And growing up in four different countries, you must have been exposed to a world full of music.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to Indian Bollywood music, traditional classical music as well, a lot of folk, a lot of spiritual music as well. And then when I went to Saudi, a lot of Arabic music, and Arabic music is surprisingly very good. And I say surprisingly because you never hear about Arabic music in, you know, in mainstream media. It's you know, if you get the chance, you know, check out some Arabic music. And
actually, they can on KGSU. We have an Arabic professor that teaches Arabic on the air here, Ramzi Salty. He was a guest of this show, and then he got a show afterwards. He has been on Thursdays playing straight up Arabic hip hop. He had some of the first Arabic hip hop after the spring started in Egypt.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. I have to check that out.
But go on about you. So Saudi, and then you said New Zealand?
Yeah, so I lived for a year in New Zealand, and that's sort of where I developed an affinity for English music.
Music of the West.
Music of the West, yes. A lot of popular music in New Zealand, as it's in Australia, as it's in Europe, as it's in the UK, comes from the US. And so a lot of different artists... hip hop, techno, you know, R&B, rock, a lot of those different kinds of musical talent is very, very popular in New Zealand. And so got introduced to that. And that introduction grew even stronger when my parents moved to New York City. Grew to love rap music a lot. And that's something that I've, you know, really, really enjoy listening to.
You moved to Brooklyn?
I moved to the Bronx, actually.
The Bronx?
Yeah.
That had to be culture shock.
It was very interesting. So, the first day I moved in, there were all these people wearing hoodies. And I thought, you know, it's not cold outside. You know, why are these people wearing hoodies? What's going on? And so it was like, you know, this is sort of like a cultural thing that people do that. And just stuff like that, that was very interesting to me. I didn't know the concept of extracurricular activity. I thought all you did was, you know, you went to school, you did your homework, you came back, you went to sleep. I mean, I was introduced to like things like speech and debate, and I did a lot of that in high school. And you know, was one of the best decisions I ever made was join the debate team in high school.
Now, were you going to private schools?
No, I actually throughout my life, I've always been in public schools.
Really?
In the Bronx, I went to this school called Bronx Science, and it's sort of like a magnet public high school in New York City.
Very cool. We're talking to Vineet Sengal. He's here on behalf of the 100,000 Cheeks campaign being run out of the Stanford School of Business. I want you to know, go on the website. This is about bone marrow donors. They need 100,000. They've got 70 so far, and it's a 100kcheeks.org on that website, and become part of this campaign, this wonderful campaign they've got going on here at Stanford. Not just a university, they're help changing the world. You got to be proud of that too, right?
I think that we're just making a very, very small dent in a very, very huge problem.
That's true.
And so we're excited about what we have done, but we're also very hopeful about what's in the future. One of the challenges that that we're sort of facing is the fact that in countries like India and countries like Indonesia, there's a, you know, huge lack of awareness about bone marrow donation, and people think that as some do in the U.S. that it's painful, it's scary, it's, you know, all those different negative adjectives associated with it. But, you know, the truth is that because of, like, recent technological advances, the process of bone marrow donation, for the most part, is essentially painless. It's, you know, you can do it while you're watching TV. It's essentially, it's very simple. And the whole idea of, like, you know, drilling something in your spine, that whole, like, scary scenario is no longer true. So a lot of efforts in the that we're focusing on center around the concept of education and building awareness, especially in countries like India and Indonesia, where a national bone marrow registry does not exist.
Let's play some more music.
Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, just want you to know who I am. And
dedicated to all spiritual activists, truth seekers, and peaceful warriors worldwide.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace.
Once upon a time, not long ago, there was a boy who would grow and become a great soul. He lived in India, and his name was Gandhi. He believed in human rights, and he fought for equality. He felt so strongly that he trained himself, cause he realized first he'd have to change himself. He changed his clothes and decided to walk. Some days he practiced silence and refused to talk. When he was young, he studied to be a lawyer, and then he became a great spiritual warrior. He read from the scriptures of every religion, came to the realization that we're all God's children. Because he understood that we're all equal, he became a spokesman for the people. A karma yogi devoted to service, to spread truth and peace was his purpose. You gotta be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi. Gandhi dedicated his life to the cause, even when it meant breaking unjust laws. He often faced prison and incarceration, but that only strengthened his determination. He said he would make every sacrifice, but that he would never kill or take a life. He used his heart instead of his fist, and he taught nonviolence as the way to resist. A peaceful soldier who used his mind to fight for the rights of humankind. But not just people, animals too. In his basic teaching, God is truth. He joined Muslims, Sikhs, and Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, Jains, and Jews. All the many paths that lead into the light that shines bright inside of me and you. You gotta be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world. Just like Gandhi.
Gandhi taught an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind, and it takes more strength and faith to be kind. With that in mind, Gandhi took a stand against the foreign occupation of his land. When things got violent, Gandhi would fast, not eating for days until the riots would pass. But the biggest event that made the British halt is when Gandhi G decided to harvest salt. The British Empire installed a salt tax, and stealing salt was an unlawful act. So Gandhi and his peeps took to the streets, 10,000 deep, they marched to the beach. But when they arrived, they were beaten with clubs. But they didn't fight back, instead they chose love. The foreign military realized they were wrong and eventually decided to go back home. You see, Gandhi G was a very great leader, but before all that, he was shy and meager. As a young child, he was just like you and me, before he became Mahatma Gandhi. The word Mahatma, it means great soul, and it's inside of us just waiting to unfold. If you follow your heart and act real bold, next time it'll be your story that's told. You gotta be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi.
Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi.
Soldier of peace. got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
just live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my God.
Like on my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel Tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And
do it.
And do it.
And
do it. Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come, easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock. Rockin', don't stop. Round and round, up and down. Around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Keep with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
ਮੇਰਾ ਡੋਲਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਡੋਲਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਡੋਲਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਡੋਲਣਾ
Back from an extra long set. We want to thank that caller too that called in and really really gave Vineet big ups for that. And let's go ahead and just talk about that that set you just played. Who was that? Back announce it backwards. So from the last person we just heard, who was that?
So the song that the caller talked about was called Be the Change by MC Yogi.
Okay.
And that song talks about, it's a very empowering song that talks about how if you want to be the change, if you want to do meaningful things, you know, if you want to make change, you got to be the change, just like Gandhi. And he gives the example of the things that Gandhiji did when he was fighting the British in India.
Very cool. Who else was in that set?
We had a song by the Black Eyed Peas called I Got a Feeling. And I think a lot of people know this song. and why it's awesome. And then we also had a song by a very, very famous South Asian artist. His name is Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. He's, you know, extremely, he's a legend in South Asia. And the song was called Longing.
And there was a couple more in that set, right?
Yeah, and then there was a song by the Goo Goo Dolls called Iris. And I think that was it. That was it. That was the last one.
Vineet Singhal is our guest for the hour. It's we're kind of wrapping it up, but you did have an announcement you wanted to make from one of your colleagues on the executive team, right?
Yeah, this is a colleague of mine. Her name is Vivian. She's brilliant. She's leading the initiative by the ACSU for the disabilities community in Stanford. And her announcement is that October is Disabilities Awareness Month. Power to Act, which is Abilities Coming Together, is sponsoring a Disabilities Resource Fair in White Plaza on Friday, October 14th. So it's a Disabilities Resource Fair in White Plaza. It's on Stanford campus on Friday, October 14th. Come check out assistive technology businesses, local nonprofits, and other disability resources on campus and in the Bay Area. For more disability awareness events, check out disabilities.stanford.edu. See you with that.
Very cool. Now let's get back to one of the reasons you're here today. You're part of the 100,000 Cheeks campaign, and the website is 100kcheeks, as in face cheeks, .org, and that's a bone marrow donor project that is coming out of the Stanford Graduate School of Business. We've been talking about that all hour. And why don't you just go ahead and encourage the folks one more time in your inimitable way.
So, first of all, Bert, thank you so much for this, you know, great opportunity to help, you know, broadcast this very important cause. The reason why I think it's just so important to, you know, consider joining the Bone Marrow Registry is because, you know, you never know who could be the next person you might help. You could be someone you know. It could be someone far off in the world. And you could be their match. You could be someone that they want, that they rely upon to help save their life. And given that bone marrow registration and or bone marrow typing and bone marrow matching is a completely a numbers game and something that, you know, the more people, as I said, are on the bone marrow registry, the more, you know, rays of hope someone who needs a match has to find their life-saving transplant. And so of providing that, you know, single ray of sunshine for someone who needs it desperately is so incredibly important and something that you can help do by, you know, taking 5 to 10 minutes out of your day and doing a cheek swab. We're also doing a cheek swab event on campus on October 11th and 12th also at White Plaza on Stanford's campus. So if you're in the area on the 11th and 12th, we'll be there all day. Come stop by.
Vineet Singhal has been the guest, and just as some parting shots, Vineet, what are you guys looking forward to on the executive committee? You're kind of the cabinet officers of the current elected president and vice president, and you said you guys meet once a week, right?
Yeah, we meet on Mondays. We're talking about several exciting projects that, for me, represent the new way in which we are envisioning Stanford and projects at Stanford. For me, it's specifically about social entrepreneurship and how we can better provide funding and resources to new social enterprises and social ventures that come out of Stanford. And we're very excited for the upcoming year, and we're thinking we're going to do some really cool stuff.
Very good. And so folks that listen to KZSU or that want to know might even have a chance to hear one of your meetings on the air. We're all looking forward to that. And I guess you just started with school, too. School just opened last week, right?
Yeah, it's the first week of school. I already have two problem sets that I haven't started that are due pretty soon.
I was going to say, you've been hitting them books, man, or what?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to be doing when I go back.
Is your senior year the toughest one, or is it when you first get here?
The senior year is it's your toughest one, but it's also the one that you want to, you know, have the most fun in because it's your last year. And mm-hmm. so, it's interesting because you also want to, you know, obviously do well in school, but also you want to, you know, have a good time.
Definitely. Vineet Singh, I want to thank you for coming in and spending time with us. And I want to let everybody know you can hear this show. It'll be posted at least by tomorrow, at the very latest, up on Radio 4 All. That's Radio, the number 4 All. And just type in KZSU Lunch Special, and Vineet show will be up there, along with over 50 other shows we've done as well. We want to thank the producer, Blue, for that. Do remember, check out the websites, the 100kcheeks.org. That's 100kcheeks.org for the bone marrow. And Vineet, give that website one more time of your disabilities event that's coming up.
The disabilities website is disabilities.stanford.edu.
Thanks again, Vineet. And what are we going out with for the folks?
So this is a song for the caller that just called about, you know, playing similar tracks. The song is called Morny. This is by this, you know, East-West fusion artist. His name is Punjabi MC. And the song is called Morny. And it's pretty cool. So I hope you guys like it.
Cool.
Balle 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 balle
बनाया छल्ला तेरा balle balle.